And now for that, what's increasingly becoming our regular item of what's on. And the first item mentioned is the Wallingford Thames Run, 10 km and 5 km, to be held on Sunday the 7th of June from 9 a.m. This is a fun-packed multi-terrain race. The 10 km and 5 km race take runners from the heart of Cromarsh along the banks of the stunning River Thames and through the historic town of Wallingford. Your race entry helps raise funds for both Cromarsh Gifford Primary School and Stileacre, a local charity that enhances the lives of Oxfordshire-based people with learning disabilities and autism. Take your pick from our Run Britain licensed 5K or 10K course. Both affiliated club members and unaffiliated runners are welcome, as I'm sure are and will be spectators. Saturday, June the 6th, Divorced, Beheaded, Died, an audience with King Henry VIII. Step into the 16th century for a dramatic solo performance about the infamous Tudor King. The year is 1544, and King Henry VIII of that name is engaged upon royal progress about his realm, and has halted here in Wallingford to afford his loyal subjects the opportunity to have audience with their sovereign lord and king. The king, recently married to his new and sixth wife, Queen Catherine Parr, is in poor health. His leg continues to cause him considerable pain, and he is often in a poor humour. In the course of the audience, His Majesty will recount the events of his long reign, telling of his wives and his children, and His Majesty will invite his loyal subjects to petition him or question him on any related subject. There may be some surprising answers. A lively Q&A is assured. This is a show in two acts to be held at St Peter's Church, Thames Street, Wallingford. Time, 7 p.m. Cost, adult £15. Child 12 to 18, £10. And it does state there's an age guidance of 12 plus, as there may be some moderate swearing and mention of adult themes. For tickets, visit www.visitchurches.org. Sunday, June the 7th, Wallingford Town Council Band Concert. Relax listening to an open-air performance at the Castle Gardens. This Sunday, 2 to 3pm, free of charge, entry from Bear Lane. This Sunday's concert will be given by the Wally Ukes, Wallingford's very own ukulele group. Also, the same date, Sunday, the Langtree Symphonia Summer Concert features a classical programme at Dorchester Abbey. The performance runs from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. and the evening will feature performances of the Pirates of Penzance Overture, Parry's Symphony No. 3, and Elgar's Cello Concerto in E minor, featuring celebrated cello artist Ellen Baumring Gledhill. Tickets are available for purchase via Langtree Symphonia by telephone on 0795 171 2611, on the door on the day of the concert, or Ticket Source. And ticket prices are adult £15, a friend £14, student £7.50, under £16 free. Or you can also look for details on the Skiddle event page. Looking a bit further ahead, Stoke Row Steam Rally 2026 is to be held on the 13th and 14th of June, and it's at Hillbottom, Whitchurch Hill, RG87PU. This is a fantastic family couple of days out with steam engines, tractors, cars, trucks, military vehicles, motorcycles, ring events, traditional fair rides, craft tent, trade stalls, food and bars for the family area and public camping. And there will also be live music on Friday and Saturday nights. Visit the Stoke Row Steam Rally website or their Facebook page for more details and purchase of tickets. On Sunday, June the 14th, we have the Walled Gardens of Wallingford to be held between 1 and 5:30 p.m. on the 14th, as mentioned. This year's event features 17 private walled gardens opening their gates to the public. This year includes 3 new gardens, alongside others not opened in 2025, offering visitors the chance to explore hidden spaces rarely seen. From peaceful corners and historic walls to colourful planting and carefully tended landscapes, the event provides a unique glimpse into some of Wallingford's most charming private gardens. A relaxed and enjoyable way to spend a summer afternoon while supporting local charities and discovering a hidden side of Wallingford. Many of the gardens are small, so you can easily see all the gardens on the day. You can dally with a glass of wine or Pimm's or a cup of tea and a cake and take a relaxing trip on the river. Several gardens have stalls for you to browse and enjoy. The Wallingford Morris Dancers will be visiting a number of gardens. Locations will be made available nearer the time. A guided tour of St Leonard's Church is available with a wildlife tour in the churchyard. St Peter's Church and its churchyard are also open. We are sorry, but only assistance dogs are permitted. The next item, read by Kate, was actually produced for the monthly magazine, and it is about another What's On event, the Open Gardens at Ewelme.